Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, are you heading out for dinner this weekend? If so, is fine dining the ultimate treat? Once the pinnacle of culinary art, it seems the traditional world of white tablecloths and multi-course tasting menus is apparently in decline in recent years. Chef and food writer and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School, Dorina Allen, is with me on the show today. Is fine dining dead, Dorina?
Well, now that's a little extreme. I'm not sure it's dead, but certainly I think more and more it's looked on as a sort of a special treat to sell or for a celebration or something. And, you know, with the costs absolutely skyrocketing in every area of restaurant business and so on, it's something you really have to think about now, I think, as well.
So is it just that, you know, we'll say people like yourself or those in the cookery world, is it that there's a lot of risk involved with opening a fine dining restaurant? Or is it just that we as punters maybe find it too expensive or we want something a bit more casual?
Well, I think all of that, really, and but also, I mean, there are many chefs who, you know, who really, their whole aim in life, they're so dedicated and so skilled. All they really are want is, you know, to get a Michelin star, or then, you know, they spend a lot of the time chasing stars. When they've got one Michelin star, they then would love to have another, and it's been like going to the Olympics, so to speak, and then a third Michelin star. So that's their whole aim in life. But actually, that kind of food takes a lot of dedication. It's very, there's a lot of work goes into every single dish, and then of course it's very expensive to produce. Mm. You need lots of chefs and so on. So yeah, it's not easy. Yeah.
A food writer and host of the Bear Bia podcast, Dee Laffin, is with us on the line as well, Dorina. Dee, do you find, like, do we want to eat in fine dining restaurants?
Definitely. I mean, I think that there is a place for all, and I think that it's the balance between fine dining and casual that kind of keeps the whole food scene alive. But I mean, obviously, as you said, you know, maybe on a weekly basis, people are looking for something maybe just a bit more casual, even just they don't want to feel they might have to get dressed up or something to go to fine dining. Obviously, years ago, you would have to. That's all kind of gone out the window now. But I think that, like, so what Dorina was saying, you know, it might be more that fine dining is kept for those establishments are kept more for special occasions, celebrating birthdays. So it might be a once a month thing. It might be 1 6-month thing for some people. But I do think that they all have their place. However, I will say that sometimes, you know, when you think of fine dining, and I know JP will probably definitely speak on this, but it's what's on the plate, you know, and it's the atmosphere and everything. Like, a lot of places have done away with tablecloths and things like that. So the enjoyment of the place is the same in casual as it is in fine dining. It's not as formal anymore.
Okay.
You know, they're very welcoming. You can go in. You don't have to feel intimidated. It's a really lovely, welcoming space. But it's what's on the plate that counts. But I do think sometimes, on a more regular eating out occasion, that people are looking maybe for something just a bit more, like that they can go out and grab a glass of wine, a few bites or something like that.
But the world of tapas.
Fine dining, yeah, and fine dining also, restaurants, not forgetting, offer amazing value in lunch menus as well. And I think that people often forget that, and I think that needs to be talked about too.
If you look out, you'll find it. It's funny you mentioned that, Dee. I was actually, my next question I was going to ask, how would you, JP McMahon, how do you define fine dining? Is it all white tablecloths?
Oh, not at all. We don't have a tablecloth in the place, and we've never had. Our tablecloths are actually made out of oyster shells and mussel shells and concrete. We've got an artist to make them. But it's how do you define fine dining? I always, like, as Dorina and Dee said, I mean, food, every experience of food for me is important. We have a casual dining restaurant as well. And sometimes even the word fine dining, I suppose, does itself no justice.
Well, it sounds expensive. Instantly, I think, now you're dropping big money here.
Yeah, and as Doreen said, it's a lot to do with labour. And not to dismiss it, I mean, we spent 13 years with a Michelin star. Like, often it's very psychological in the sense of what do you want to eat? And if some people like to go to fine dining restaurants, some people like to go to casual dining restaurants. And often the food doesn't get necessarily any better, do you know? I mean, the food becomes more labour intensive and might become more beautiful and more intricate. But really, if you want to sit down and have a glass of wine and meet a cheese board anywhere or have a croissant and a coffee, you can have the same experience. At the end of the day, it's an experience of food. And for me, like, what happens in fine dining is the experience gets more heightened. It's like going to a museum, or sometimes I say it's like going to the opera, you know. And even though I don't like opera, but sometimes when people go to fine dining restaurants and they say, well, I didn't like that. And I said, well, do you like them? They say, no. And I said, well, then you don't need to go. I think sometimes we feel that we have to go to them.
But does it instantly then mean kind of tasting menu, JP?
It doesn't have to. No. I mean, we have a tasting menu, but there's plenty of fine dining restaurants that have a la carte. You'll get, I think, every type of fine dining restaurant that you can imagine. You'll get tapas fine dining restaurants that just do small plates. So I think it's about, I suppose, fine-tuning the experience of the customer. And that's what we do in the fine dining restaurant. And there is more staff there. There are more chefs there. There are more of everything to, I suppose, curate this experience for one.
Well, it's art, really, to a certain extent.
Oh, 100%. And we, I suppose, we have a lot of that put into the menu. But again, it's what the customer wants. I mean, we in Galway, I find we have a lot of casual dining restaurants, a lot of great takeaway places, like from pizza places and burger places and everything. And Galway, for me, I've been living here for 25 years, it really loves casual dining. Even like most of the tourists, there are two or three, I suppose, what you'd call fine dining restaurants in the city, but sometimes people want to go to them. But more often than not, we just love going out, I think, as Irish people. And as so that has changed from just going to the pubs, we also love to go to wine bars now and have some food. We love to go to casual dining, we'll go for coffee, go for brunch, all these things. I think they're all sociable activities.
So is that something more, Dee, that we want? It's the casual bite to eat rather than... Do you remember people used to go for Sunday lunch? Is that even a thing anymore?
Oh my God, yes. I mean, like, I think, like, I've seen literally in the last week or so lists about, in Dublin anyway, about where to get the best roasts, the Sunday roasts. They're definitely back. Maybe there was a little lull there for a while, but there's always a place for a Sunday lunch. And I'm sure Dorina would definitely be a person who would stick up for that. But I think what we're all talking about here, and like, we're so fortunate also to be now, like, look at this vibrant scene that we're all talking about, where we have all of these options in Ireland. You know, we've never had as many Michelin stars on the island. We also have never had as many probably restaurants on the island in general. So we have all the options. You can go to a food truck, you can go to a fine dining restaurant, you can go travel, you know, for, like, there are literally restaurants that people travel to and try and get on waiting lists for and all that sort of stuff. But then there's also, like, you know, kind of pop-ups in the most unusual venues, and, you know, you
they're
can
often
even in the
just
of...
as often just as nice if you can manage to get definitely. Manage to
definitely.
Get into
but
them.
I think we're just, I think we're just so fortunate. What we're all highlighting here is just the vibrancy of Irish food.
Well, we love our grub.
The restaurant scene, and Brenda, we do, and that's. JP said we just love to celebrate. Yeah.
Brenda Highland Byrne is with us from the Irish School of Etiquette. Is formal dining, is it still a thing, Brenda, in your eyes?
Well, I would definitely agree with obviously everything everybody has said, but formal dining, we've had a huge cultural shift in etiquette. And I do think that we've never had so much dining experience everywhere now, as everybody has just mentioned. There's from the food truck to the actual Michelin star restaurant. It's all out there. But I feel saddened because the dining etiquette is really about good manners when you're dining. And I see that we really, as a people, are losing that. And I look at the younger people today and I just cringe because, sadly, they don't know how to hold a knife and fork. Look around you when you're out there. And I think that's the whole thing of dining etiquette. That word, it's a relic from the past, perhaps.
Your line is kind of cracking up, Brand, unfortunately, and I would love to make sure that I can hear properly what you're saying. Just let's just see if we can reconnect with you. Do you agree, Dorina, with Brand on that?
Well, I think, obviously there are lots of changes and a lot of the food they eat is actually eaten with their hands and so on. So sometimes it can be a challenge, when you see how people, exactly as Brenda said there, now are holding their knife and fork in quite a different way. And I always remember Mummy, I mean, I'm ancient, much older than any of the others you're interviewing there. But I always remember it was when we were children, Mummy really stressed about the importance of good table manners. And she used to say, you can be beautifully dressed and beautifully spoken, but the minute you pick out, you sit down at the table, you give it all away.
Yeah, I can hear my own mother roaring something similar in my ear as a child as well. Dorina Allen, JP McMahon, Dee Laughlin and Brenda Hyland-Byrne, thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.